Title: Old School Rave Structure Templates for Old School DnB Vibes, Intermediate Ableton Arrangement Lesson. Alright, let's build old school rave arrangement structure in Ableton Live the way it was meant to work on a dance floor. Fast DJ-friendly intros, a proper statement drop, an obvious mid-track change, and an outro that mixes clean. This lesson is all about templates, not paint by numbers, but repeatable layouts that get you to a finished arrangement quickly, while still sounding authentic. Breaks up front, simple hooks, big contrast between sections, and transitions that feel like a 90s rave tape. Open Ableton Live, go to Arrangement View, and let's set up a session that's built for speed. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want a classic DnB feel that still leans old school, try 172 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Now zoom your grid thinking like an arranger. For broad moves, set the grid to 1 bar. For break edits, you'll flip to eighths or sixteenths as needed. Next, we're going to create groups, because old school arrangement works best when it's visually obvious what's happening. Create these groups: drums, bass, music, meaning stabs, pads, leads, effects, like risers, impacts, sirens, and vocal or hook, if you're using any vocal chops or little hey shots. Quick teacher tip: color code these groups. It sounds basic, but when you're arranging fast, clarity is a superpower. Old school tracks feel simple because the decisions are clear. Now we build the core idea of today's lesson, an old school locator grid. Locators are your skeleton. They force you to think in DJ language, 8, 16, 32, 64 bar blocks. So right-click the timeline and start adding locators. I'm going to give you 3 classic templates. Pick one per track and commit, because finishing a tune often comes down to choosing a lane and driving. Template A is the straight roller. Think relentless, hypnotic, functional, about 5 to 5.5 minutes. Here's the map: bars 1 to 33, 32 bar intro, 33 to 97, 64 bar drop A, 97 to 129, 32 bar midsection, more like a breakdown light, 129 to 193, 64 bar drop A2, basically the same groove but with a meaningful variation, 193 to 225, 32 bar outro. Add locators for each of those points. Now how do we actually arrange it? In the intro, bars 1 to 33, you want clean mix points. That means, start with tops, percussion, maybe a filtered break, and keep it stable. If you add ear candy, keep it high-passed and short so it doesn't fight the DJ's blend. A classic move: filtered break that slowly opens into the drop. Put an auto filter on your break bus. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 500 to 1K, then open it gradually, so by the time you hit bar 33 you're up in the 12 to 18K zone. Add a bit of drive, like 3 to 6 dB, for grit. That little bit of dirt helps it feel like tape era rave, not clean modern EDM. Now drop A, bars 33 to 97. Full drums, full bass, main stab or hook. The trick here is not constant change, it's controlled change. Every 16 bars, do one micro move, remove hats for one bar, or add a crash plus a vocal chop, or switch one fill, one move. Don't do 5. Old school is attitude, not over design. Then the midsection, 97 to 129. Here's a signature old school move: pull the bass out for 8 bars. Let the break keep rolling, but thin it, filter it, lower the kick reinforcement, reduce the weight, add a siren or a stab to keep energy without bringing the full low end back. Then drop A2, 129 to 193. Same groove, but change one main element so it reads as a new chapter. You can alternate the bass patch layer, change the stab rhythm, or add an extra break layer. One headline change. That's a big concept. Section identity equals one clear headline element. Each section should have one obvious marker that tells the listener we're somewhere new. Finally, the outro. Remove bass first, then kick. Keep tops and atmos for mixing out. Again, think like a DJ. The last 16 bars should be a tool, not a surprise. Okay, template B, the rave anthem. This one is hook forward with a bigger breakdown and a slam redrop, around 5.5 to 6 minutes. Map it like this: 1 to 33 intro, 33 to 65 drop A, 65 to 97 breakdown, 97 to 161 drop B, bigger redrop, 161 to 193 outro. In the intro, tease the hook, not the full thing. Give hints, filtered stabs, a single note bass teaser. You're basically saying, you're about to get the theme, without giving it away. Here's a reliable old school lift, Increase reverb send into the drop. Put a reverb on a return track, and in the last bar or two before bar 33, automate the stab send up. The space blooms. Then you cut it on the drop for impact. Drop A. Keep the hook simple and repetitive. Pure notes, more attitude. If your hook is too clever, it stops feeling like a rave record and starts feeling like a prog exercise. Breakdown, 65 to 97. Remove kick and sub. Keep atmos, vocal chop, or the stab melody. Add a riser and some noise. Then do an echo throw on the last vocal word or stab hit before the silence. Use Ableton Echo, set it to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%, and filter the low end out below about 250 Hz so it doesn't muddy your transition. Drop B, 97 to 161. Bring it back heavier. Add an extra layer, a second break loop, a ride cymbal, a bit more bass distortion, and do the classic drop announcement, one bar before the drop. Mute the drums and leave a short vocal hey or a siren tail, then slam into the drop. That one bar moment is a big deal. It tells the dancer, brace yourself, and it tells the DJ, new section incoming. Template C, the jungle switch up. This is the A to B drop story, with a mid-track change that feels like a whole new tune arrived. Map, 1 to 33 intro, 33 to 97 drop A, 64 bars, 97 to 129 breakdown or switch prep, 32 bars, 129 to 193 drop B, U drum narrative and bass variation, 64 bars, 193 to 257 drop a return or extended DJ section, 64 bars, 257 to 289 outro, 32 bars. The key with a switch up is, the switch must be obvious. It can't be slightly different hi-hats. It needs a new drum story. Drop A, emphasize one main break with that classic two-step backbone. Drop B, change the meaning of the drums. You can swap snare placement, reorder break slices, add triplet fills, or do wrong foot edits every 8 bars. Even with the same break sample, you can make it feel like a new chapter by changing what you layer and what you emphasize. For the switch moment itself, you got two classic options. Option 1. One beat of silence before drop B. Just a clean gap, brutal and effective. Option 2. A tape stop style moment. If your break is audio, you can automate the clip transposition quickly down into the switch, or do a quick resample trick and pitch it down as a transition. Use it for 1 to 2 beats so it reads as intentional, not like the track is falling apart. Now let's talk drums, because jungle arrangement lives and dies by how the breaks move over sections. Inside your drums group, create a drum rack for one shots, kick, snare, hat, crash, then an audio track called Break A, and optionally another audio track called Break B for drop B. On the drums group, build a simple drum bus chain using stock devices. Start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Careful there. Boom is optional. If you use it, keep it subtle or turn it off, because we're not trying to modernize the low end too much. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works well. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clear junk. And if the break gets bitey, a small dip around 3 to 6K can save your ears. Now arrangement rules for drums. This is your keep it moving checklist. Every 8 bars, one short fill, snare rush or a quick break slice. Every 16 bars, remove a major element for one bar, like kick out, or hats out. Every 32 bars, add a new layer, ride, extra break, percussion. Teacher note, the break should carry the groove. Don't quantize everything to death. If the break has swing, let it lead, and align your one shots to it, not the other way around. That's how you get real jungle feel without even trying that hard. Next up, bass arrangement. Old school bass lines are repetitive but evolving. Think 2, 4, or 8 bar cycles with small changes. On your bass group, a practical stock chain is EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz, and if it's muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350. Saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Auto filter, low pass 24 dB, and this is a big arrangement tool. Automate that cutoff between sections. Compressor with side chain from kick. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Optional amp for grit, like clean or bass. Now the actual arrangement moves. In the intro, no sub. Use a mid-bass teaser, filtered. This protects the mix point for DJs. In drop A, full bass, but do a 1-bar sub-mute right before a 32-bar boundary. It creates breathing space and makes the next phrase feel like it lands harder. In the midsection, Either swap to a simpler rhythm or remove bass entirely for 8 to 16 bars. In drop B, keep the pattern but change tone. Open the filter, add distortion. Add an octave layer, something that clearly says new section. A faster slash B method. Duplicate your bass MIDI track and only change the sound, plus maybe 10 to 20% note variation. That way it still feels like the same tune, just a new chapter. If you want the bass to behave perfectly in breakdowns, split it into SUB and MID tracks. SUB is mono, put utility on it, width at 0, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. MID is everything above that. High pass around 90 to 120, then you can add movement and width. Then in breakdowns, you mute SUB but keep MID. The track still has musical continuity without low-end weight. Now transitions. This is where the structure feels alive. Create two return tracks. Return A. Reverb. Reverb decay 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 8 to 12k. Return B. Dub echo. Echo time 1/4 or 1/8 if you want faster chatter. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass 200 to 400, low pass 6 to 10k. Subtle modulation. Now build three standard transition clips. A white noise riser that opens with a filter. An impact. Crash plus a low thud. Like a layered kick tail. A reverse crash that sucks into the drop. In arrangement view, automate the stuff that matters most. Keep it limited so it tells a story. Reverb send up in the last 1 to 2 bars before a drop. Echo throw on the last word or stab hit before a silence. And if you want one master vibe control, automate something subtle like utility width, slightly narrower in breakdown, slightly wider in the drop. Keep it small. If it's obvious, it's probably too much. Now, extra coach notes that will level up your arrangements fast. First, think like a DJ. Mix points aren't just intros and outros. The first and last 16 bars should behave like tools. Stable drums, minimal hook. No surprise bass stabs that ruin blends. Second, use energy ladders inside 32 bar blocks. This is how you avoid loop fatigue without adding 20 new tracks. Bars 1 to 8, bassline groove. 9 to 16, add a topper like ride or extra percussion. 17 to 24, add hook emphasis, like call and response. 25 to 32, pre-fill and transition move. Third, make fills functional. A fill should warn the DJ, reset the groove, or spotlight the hook. If it doesn't change the listener's read of the section, delete it. Here's a quick 1-minute sanity check you can do inside Ableton. Loop 16 bars at the end of each section and ask, can I hear where bar 1 is instantly? Does the groove still work with the hook muted? If I remove the sub, does the break still carry momentum? If you get good answers, your arrangement will DJ well. Now, if you want a spicy advanced variant, try the Tease Drop Fake Out. This audio version is shortened for playback.